Evolution, it's a stumbling block.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Well, I've heard you say, Ken, that evolution and millions of years are some of the biggest stumbling blocks people have to listening to the gospel today. Is it really that prevalent?
Mark, there's no doubt in my mind from 25 years of ministry around the world that the teaching of evolution and millions of years are some of the biggest, if not the biggest, stumbling blocks to people being receptive to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I remember that when I was a teacher in Australia's public schools, some of my students asked me, "So how can you believe the Bible when it says God made Adam and Eve? Evolution's shown this story to be wrong." But once I clearly showed my students that it was evolution and millions of years themselves that were false, they listened to the claims of the Bible. Some of these young people then committed their lives to the Lord. And you know, we've received testimonies almost daily at our office from people who say that it was evolution or millions of years that stopped them from becoming a Christian. I remember meeting a colonel in the U.S. military who told me that he became a Christian after reading some of our books that answered his questions about evolution. Do you realize Christians would be more effective in their evangelism if they removed this stumbling block of evolution before presenting the gospel?
Are you aware that some people, when presented with the gospel message, will sometimes say, "Well, you can't trust the Bible. Tell me, where did Cain find his wife?" Well, for the answer, go to our website, answersradio.com.